This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. After the early competition in Iowa and New Hampshire, the battle for the Democratic presidential nomination is moving south and west. Seven states hold primaries or caucuses on Tuesday, including Missouri and Arizona. Earl Black, a political science professor at Rice University, says South Carolina is critical.
The frontrunner, John Kerry, really hasn't invested at all in South Carolina. At the same time, Howard Dean has dropped so much that he has now downgraded South Carolina. This is a state that North Carolina Senator John Edwards absolutely has to win to make a case for his prominence.
Black voters would be more important now than they were in Iowa or New Hampshire. Will that change the appeal of the candidates?
I think it will. The attractiveness of the South Carolina Democratic primary a week after New Hampshire was that it was the first contest in which African Americans would be a large percentage of the electorate. So it was an opportunity. It is an opportunity for the rest of the field to demonstrate that they can put together biracial coalitions. And that, I think, attracted Howard Dean. He spent a fair amount of time in the state. But John Kerry is the other candidate who came to South Carolina Labor Day and actually technically kicked off his campaign on the aircraft carrier that's a tourist attraction outside of Charleston. But then he didn't return to South Carolina.
I heard the war was issue number three in New Hampshire after health care and the economy. Will national security be more important to Southern voters?
Well, in a Democratic primary in South Carolina, I think the main attraction for most of the people who are likely to vote in the Democratic primary is really the unpopularity with them of President George Bush. So I suspect that what happened in New Hampshire with John Kerry doing especially well among people who are looking for the most electable Democrat, I suspect that that will be a powerful argument with a lot of voters in South Carolina above and beyond specific policy disagreements.
Well, maybe now's the time for Howard Dean to revive his comments about Confederate flags.
Well, Howard Dean has brought a lot of attention to the South with his efforts to go first from seeking votes from white males who drive pickup trucks with Confederate flags, then to his discovery of Jesus, and as preparation for campaign activity in the South, particularly in black churches, that sort of dropped by the wayside. He really has such a tin ear for Southern political culture that he embarrasses even a lot of the Democrats in the South.
General Clark has to have some hopes in the South.
But his problem, again, is since he bypassed Iowa, he was really staking everything on a very strong performance in New Hampshire. He didn't get it. So I think right now General Clark is looking to South Carolina as a place, first of all, to defeat John Edwards. But South Carolina is going to be a death struggle for everyone except John Kerry. And Al Sharpton needs to get into double digits to have some kind of impact on the Democratic convention.
Well, if Sharpton's going to have a moment at all, it's going to be South Carolina, right?
That's right. And he's showing up in the polling in the mid-teens so that he's going to help splinter that vote.
This is all important for picking up delegates, of course, but ultimately, does it matter? I mean, this is Bush country.
I think South Carolina is, in fact, Bush country. I don't think any of the Democrats in South Carolina think that they're likely to be seriously competing with President Bush next November. The advantage of the South for the Republicans in recent times has been that if the Republicans can sweep the South, then the Republicans only need 30% of the electoral vote in the rest of the United States.
Earl Black is a political science professor at Rice University and co-author of The Rise of Southern Republicans,